Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, we are under an open heaven. An open heaven where there are miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. God bless Miss Miranda Curtis for this song. I tell you, it's a right now song for right now. It's a right now song for the Prayer News Network Global, because that explains expressly where we are. We're under an open heaven. And people of God, we want to welcome you. We want to welcome each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. We are just grateful. People of God, listen. Just to even think about being in a place where there are miracles, signs, and wonders. Listen, you better release your faith. Release your faith, people of God, because anything can happen. Any good and perfect gift from above. Blessings, miracles, signs, and wonders. Just open your spirit to that. Open your spirit to miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh, my God. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, it's a glorious situation. It's a beautiful situation. Yes, it's a beautiful situation. The joy of the whole earth. Amen. It's that place. Amen. That dwelling place where we seek to abide, where there are miracles, signs, and wonders. In Him, people of God, is where we live and move and have our being. So we bless God on tonight. We thank God on tonight for each and every one of you. We want to let you know that you have come to a most special place. You have come, people of God, to a most special place. You didn't just come, amen, you didn't just dial the line, but you got to know, people of God, that we are sitting in heavenly places. We're sitting in heavenly places, and in that place, people of God, miracles, signs, and wonders, amen. How do I know that? Because the Lord is concerned about you. He's concerned about everything concerning you, people of God. Everything. What concerns Him concerns you. Glory be to God. And we know that if His eye is on a little bit of sparrow, surely His eyes are upon us. So we give God thanks and give God praise, people of God, because he has already promised that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. That's a promise. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He sent us, people of God, the Comforter. Oh, yes, he sent us the Comforter, glory be to God, to lead us unto all truth. Aren't you glad about that tonight? Aren't you glad about that tonight? Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I am. Amen. Glory to God. And my faith is refreshed. Amen. My faith is stirred every time we come here on this Prayer News Network Global. And I'm so grateful for you, people of God, for coming to be with us. Someone asked me today, so you all are on the broadcast every night? And yes, every single night. And people of God, it's not strenuous. I don't know about to you, amen, but it's not strenuous at all, amen. It gives me great joy. It gives us great joy. Glory be to God. We know that we can't be here sometimes, but nevertheless, listen, I don't know about you, but even when I'm not able to be here, my spirit, my mind is on the PNN. Amen. It has become a regular part. It has become a regular part of my routine, just a regular part of my day. So I get joy. Amen. I just get joy when I think about it. And when we come together, people of God, listen, I don't know about you, but I have great expectations of what the Lord is about to do. Great, great expectations of what he is about to do among us. Amen. What he's about to do in your life, what he's about to do in my life. Listen, actually what's already done, but for the manifestation of what God has already done. I'm excited. I get excited, people of God. Amen, Jesus. I just get joy when I think about what he has done, not only what he's done, what he is doing, people of God, and for that which is to come to pass. So we thank God for you tonight. We thank God for each of you on tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming to be with us on tonight. Wherever you're calling from, we thank God for you. Whether you're calling, amen, from the isles of the sea or from the west or from the east or north or the south, we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless God for you on tonight. Amen. Listen, while you're coming in, we already know the charge from the man of God. We already know the charge from the man of God to go ahead and invite three people. Go ahead and invite three people. Amen. Did you bring your people on tonight? Amen. Did you bring your people? Did you bring your people on tonight? Did you invite? Glory be to God. The man of God is going to be with us, amen, on tomorrow night. Glory to God. He's going to be with us one more night. And people of God, I thank God for the jewels, amen, for the jewels that fall from the heart of God, amen, to the lips of his prophet, to the lips of all of his speakers. We thank God on tonight. Listen, this is not a fast food listen. It's not a fast food message. We don't get those fast food messages, people of God. You know, when you eat them, when you eat fast food, sometimes you can't even tell that you had a meal. It's no taste. Mm-mm. It's no taste at all. You're full, but then you're only full for a while. But I thank God, and I don't know about you, that on this Prayer News Network Global, people of God, we get full course meals. We do. We get full course meals. Amen. Glory to God. Those things that the people of old used to say, that word that sticks to your rib. They used to say that about oatmeal. I don't know if you remember that, but they used to say that about oatmeal, how it sticks to your rib, meaning that you eat it, and it settles, and it stays there for a while. It stays with you for a while. So we thank God for the word that we get on this PNN. It stays with you for a while. Even if you don't eat the whole plate of food that's set before you, whatever is set before you, listen, it will stick with you for a while. There's something in the well-prepared meal, something in the well-prepared messages that sticks with you for a while. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for these men and women of God, able men and women of God that come, that pour out their heart, that pour out their soul to hear from the Lord, to bring forth the word for you, to bring forth the word for us. So we thank God for it on tonight, and we want to tell you, go ahead and get your plates ready. Get your plates ready. If you've not invited anybody, like the man of God said, go ahead and invite somebody. Jump out on your social media page and tell somebody to come and join you on tonight. We are live, live. Amen. We're not rebroadcasting. We are live, live. Amen. So we want you to go ahead, invite someone to come. As the man of God said, don't miss your blessing. He said, invite at least three people. Amen, Jesus. So you want to get your three people. Listen, you can go ahead and text. Go ahead and text now. Even if you, amen, you come, go ahead and get your text, amen. Text out, text a couple of people. Invite them to come, amen. At the word of the prophet, go ahead and invite them to come, people of God. Listen, we do not promote numbers. We're not promoting numbers, amen, Jesus. It's not anything where we're trying to, you know, get numbers because there's money involved. No. No, we're purely concerned about souls. And the soul that you reach, people of God, may be the soul that you save. You just don't know, amen. Glory be to God. All we have to do is invite. Amen. It's up to them to come. So while you're doing that, we just thank God again for you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global, reaching now into over 110 countries, into over 110 countries at any given time. People of God, these airways are going, reaching, and moving. It is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. It's marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. We're grateful. We're grateful for it, people of God, for the ears that is reaching, for the heart, for the soul, for the spirit that this PNN is reaching. We're grateful for that. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad about it, people of God? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm so glad about it. So, we're so grateful tonight. Amen, Jesus. While you're doing that, we want you to go ahead and get your pen and pencil so you can jot down a couple of notes from the message. People of God, will you jot down your notes? Just one or two things from what's said. Amen, Jesus. I found that it sticks. I found that it sticks like oatmeal. It sticks. Amen. Glory be to God. So just jot down a few things that you hear during the messages, and people of God, let me tell you something, you will be blessed. While you're doing that, while you're getting your pen and paper, making yourself comfortable, while you're sending out those text messages, listen, we just want to acknowledge. I want to acknowledge, as always, my leaders, thanking God for each and every one of them, thanking him for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, first and foremost, who is the head of this line. We thank God, amen. We thank him, people of God, for in the time when the world was in a distress, in a distressful situation, the Lord brought forth this PNN in the earth. And we are so grateful that he did, people of God, and we are continuing to maintain, amen. This work has been a source of strength. Glory to God, it has been a lifeline to many. Yes, it has. Glory to God. It has restored many. Amen, Jesus. Many have given their lives unto the Lord. And we are grateful for that. Amen. Glory to God. And the word that comes, amen, to the people, convicts the heart of the people, convicts them to change, convicts them to want to change. So we are so grateful for that. Amen. Indeed, we are grateful for that on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So in that we can say the Lord is doing what he would like to do. Amen. Among this line, among this people. So I thank God for him. Amen. For his leading and guiding. I thank God for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. I give God thanks. I give God praise. Glory be to God. I thank him. Thank him. Thank him. People of God, I thank him. Amen. Jesus was God for the trendsetter, the trailblazer. He was in the earth, transversing this earth with tents and with trucks and trailers, and glory be to God and staff, people of God. He went from city to city. He went from place to place. Amen. And as he went, people of God, he gathered a people. And here we are now in this time advancing the vision. Amen. Jesus, we're going by airways. But nevertheless, amen, the reach is what's important. Amen. To reach the people, to win the loss at any cost, by any means necessary. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Thanking God, glory to God, for our senior apostle on tonight, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, and thanking him for Bishop K.A. Tina, as well as my pastor. Thanking God on tonight for our advisors, people of God, for our scripture reader, amen, Jesus, for our prayer warrior. We just give God thanks. We give God praise for you, people of God, each and every one of you. Amen. Each and every one of you, we give God thanks and we give God praise for you. Thank you for coming. We want you to know that we appreciate you. And listen, we're not selfish. While you're coming in, we want you to go ahead and text a couple of people and let them know that we're not rebroadcasting tonight, but we are live, and we want you to come. We want you to invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're not selfish. Amen. We're not stingy, but we want this word, amen, to reach. Amen. Glory to God. So, again, we appreciate you, people of God, each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus. We appreciate you more than you could ever know. Amen. And we pray that you can, that you get all you can on tonight and can all you get. Listen, people of God, we're coming, amen, to the full measure of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Listen, people of God, here a little, there a little. Amen. Perhaps you heard something on your past your last service. Perhaps you hear something that adds to that God has already spoken to you. Amen. Glory to God. He may perhaps just confirm some things to you. And that's why we can never dismiss anything that we hear, anything that comes out of the mouth of God. Amen. Because the Lord is trying to show us something. He's trying to get us somewhere. He's trying to build us. Amen. He's making us ready, glory to God, for vessels unto himself. He's making us ready, people of God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, that we can be with him, that we can go back in with him when he returns. Amen. Glory to God. And we already know, none but the pure in heart, none but the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. And even as the scripture declares, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. So we got to be holy. We got to be holy, people of God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And that's just not in your dress. Amen. But in your heart, in your spirit, glory to God, you have to have the heart of God. Amen. Must be circumcised. Hallelujah. That the Lord could get in. Amen. And make us, glory to God, bring us to who we really are. Amen. In him. Before the foundation of the world. So I'm excited tonight, people of God. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. You already know what the man of God said. Bring three people. If you've not invited your three people, go ahead and do that now, people of God. Go ahead and do that now. Amen. Get ready. Get ready, people of God. Get ready tonight. Amen. Jump out on that social media page and invite. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God. Amen. Jesus, we want to go ahead and sanctify our line. We're going to call our prayer warrior to come. Amen, Jesus. She's going to, amen, sanctify our line tonight. Get us ready. Amen, Jesus. Then we're going to have our scripture, people of God, in that order. While they are coming, people of God, again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you. Amen. On tonight. God bless you, missionary fans.
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do come before you, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us again tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you to look upon each and every one of us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you tonight, Lord God, to look upon us and forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for any transgression, Lord God. We come tonight asking you, Lord God, to just look, Lord God, beyond our faults and see our needs tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you to create in us a clean heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you right now just to move by your spirit and by your power on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God, once again on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, send your choice anointing tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your mighty way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch us tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch our ears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, just to save once again, Lord God, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, look on that woman, that boy, that girl. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch them by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you tonight, Lord God, to just to have your way, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to heal that sick, to heal the sick, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to mend the broken hearts. Right now, in the name of Jesus, those that's going through on tonight, Lord God, we ask you to touch them by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you are the lifter of their heads on tonight, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to bless your word tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let it fall on good ground, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in our hearts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us to, Lord God, just to receive, Lord God. Let us receive, Lord God, your word on tonight. In the name of Jesus, let us be doers of your word on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're here waiting. We're here waiting, Lord God, just to hear from you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch the man of God tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, through him, in him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you right now, look on Mr. Bradley. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way. Let your will be done in her life. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, to, Lord God, look upon, Lord God, the young man, Lord God, the young woman, Lord God, is out there, Lord God, looking for hope, Lord God, and those, Lord God, that's thinking drugs and alcohol and guns is the way out, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we ask you right now, Lord God, to help us. Help us, Lord God, to go out, Lord God, and do your will in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll be so careful. We'll be so careful, Lord, to give your name the praise. We'll be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you so much. We praise you so much. We lift you up so much. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors and prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the James, the first chapter, the 12th through the 21st verse. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man that tempteth with he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no barrenness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. I have read to you the first chapter of James, the 12th through the 21st verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you, Missionary Fan. People of God, we pray that you have set your heart and your spirit now ready to receive the word of God on tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen. The line has been sanctified, and we pray that you prayed right along, amen, with the prayer warrior tonight. We don't want anything to stand between us and the word of God falling on good ground within us. Amen. We're so grateful tonight, people of God, with this man of God who has come. He's no stranger. Yes, yes, yes. He put it out there. He said, I'm an advisor. Hey, glory be to God. He is. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for him. Amen. Always willing, always, amen, available. Whenever he has time, he's very, very busy, man. But we thank God for him. Amen. He's quite an entrepreneur. We thank God for him. Amen. He's a prophet. Amen. He's God's prophet in the earth. Amen. Want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. People of God, amen. The man of God who has been with us here, glory be to God, I believe, every step of the way, ever since he started coming on the line, he's been with us. He has been with us. So we thank God for him, people of God. People of God, tonight, amen, Prophet Virgil Postel, he is, amen, he's a CEO and author. He's a spiritual leader, people of God. He's the pastor of Elohim's Revival Center International there in Alachua, Florida. This man of God is the chief executive officer of KMI, the Fellowship of churches worldwide. He's a spiritual leader. He has many sons and daughters throughout the U.S. and abroad, people of God. He has also served as the former apostolic leader of over 15 ministries, national and international. This man of God has received a Bachelor's of Art International Business, specializing in logistic management, and a minor in public administration from Ashford University. He also holds a Master's of Business Administration, specializing in entrepreneurship. He's also an honorary doctorate recipient in Christian education from Eden International Ministries and School of Ministry. People of God, this man of God has served as the provost and dean of education at New Eden School of Ministry and was one of Heart Network's CEOs. He was one of Heart Network's CEOs. He has founded several companies, including the Postel Ministries, Relax Handmade Apocryphy, UNI Fragrance Line, Kingdom Inc. Publishing Company, and Red Elephant. Man of God, as stated, he's an author. He's authored 10 books and 2 journals. People of God, this man of God, Prophet Virgil Postel, he is a certified professional life coach. He's a loan signing agent of the state of Florida. He's an RON agent of the USA. He's a social media influencer and podcast host. He is a PhD student at the University of Arizona Global Campus with a degree in organizational development and leadership, specializing in leadership diversity. Throughout his career, Prophet Virgil Postel has touched the lives of countless individuals, inspiring them to lead a life centered on faith, hope, and love. He continues to be a guiding light to many and a source of inspiration to all who seek to walk in the path of righteousness. People of God, on tonight, amen, it gives us great honor to present the man of God to you on today. Again, people of God, we want to let you know you are about to be blessed. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of more people because you don't want them to miss this word on tonight. So we present to some and we introduce the others on tonight, God's messenger on this night, Prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God. You have the platform.
God bless you, woman of God. We thank God and praise and bless the name of our Lord Jesus Christ on today. Amen. We honor our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. We honor his queen that is still with us. Amen. Mother Carrie James. Thank God for Bishop K.A. Tenner, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. We thank God for the PNN Network, Evangelist Bradley, and to the staff. Thank God for those who came along with me on tonight. Amen. We honor the Lord and we bless him for who he is on tonight. And we bless him for his spirit and his presence being with us on tonight. Truly, it is an honor and a privilege to be in this place one more time. Amen. I pray that you all invited your three people and that your three people came willingly. And if they didn't come willingly, I pray you brought them kicking and screaming. Amen. So they will be here in the presence of God. If you have your Bible tonight, turn me to the book of John. The book of John tonight. Book of John. And we're going to begin reading at John chapter 11 on tonight. And we're going to begin reading at verse 1. When you get it, those who are unmuted, I think it's Minister Bradley, just let me know by signifying by saying amen. Amen. John 11, 1. Very familiar passage of Scripture tonight. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it reads, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary, which anointed the Lord Jesus, the Lord, with an ointment and waxed his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. Verse 11. These things said he, and after he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping and Jesus also weeping, which came with her. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. You know, this is short of scripture. Everybody said that Jesus wept. This is the Easter speech everybody wants. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he's stinking. He's smelling bad, y'all. It has started to smell a little bit of rain. We have been dead 4 days. Somebody say 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, what did I say? If thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. If you just believe, you'll see God's glory on tonight. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hast heard me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Holy Ghost. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Song of Solomon 2:16, very quickly. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth me among the lilies. Tonight I want to give you a message. Simply, that is, loose me. I want to be free. Loose me. I want to be free. Father, we thank you, God, for this word. We thank you, God, for what you've said and what you've done in the scripture. Lord, we bless you even now, God, that you would be with us on tonight. God, that your word is sure and it's of clarity. Master, I pray, God, that you will touch every listening ear. Forgive us for all sins, oh God, omission and commission even now. We repent, God, tonight. In the name of the Father, I pray now, God, that you will give me the strength to decrease that you might increase, oh God. I desire to be nothing, that you may be everything your people need. Speak, Lord, for thy servant he is. Be the voice in their ear tonight. Be the voice in their soul tonight. Be the voice they need to hear on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and bless God. We find in this particular passage of scripture, Jesus' friend who drew ill. And he drew ill to the point that it caused a demise in his life. It caused not only a demise in his life, but his sisters were upset. You know, Jesus now knew who he was and what he was capable of doing, but yet he was restricted. And his restrictions was because he moved based upon where the glory needed to be manifested. He knew that Lazarus died somewhere else. But he also knew that him being there when Lazarus was dying, he would not have died. Because before Jesus could die and be rose from the dead, he was already the resurrection. Had he been there when Lazarus was sick and had he taken his breath, he would have instantly went back in his body because the resurrection was present. And so because of that, we find that in this particular passage of scripture, Lazarus had fallen sick because it was an assignment. Lazarus was chosen to go through in his life and in his body for this moment that God may be able to be glorified. Not through the works that Jesus may believe alone as the Son of God just by himself, but that God would use Lazarus as an example. That he would use Lazarus to show the people of God that I can use any one of you, that I can use you to get the glory out of your life. Lazarus was an instrument in all of this. He didn't ask to die. Lazarus didn't ask to be sick. But the Bible says that Lazarus got sick unto death, very sick. And then not only that, he died. They anointed his body, washed him up really good on his death, cleaned him up, and they began to anoint him to make sure that we keep down the old, and they began to bind his hands. They wrapped him and mummified him, and they put him in a tomb, and they closed the door for 4 days' time, crying and mourning and weeping. And in their hearts of hearts saying, where's Jesus? He said he would be here. He said that he was coming. Why hasn't he showed up here for us? Why hasn't he made himself known unto us? Where is Jesus? And so Lazarus lay dead for 4 days. And it seems as if Jesus knew what was going to happen before it happened, because he told his disciples, say, let's stay here for 2 more days. And so when you look at going back in the scripture, the Bible talks about the furlongs, 15 furlongs they had to go to get them. Over 3,300 miles they had to get there. But Jesus said, let's stay here for 2 days. Knowing that the journey was already going to be long, he said, let's take our time. It's going to be all right. Let's take our time a little bit. I know you're praying for your baby to be healed. I know you're praying for your breakthrough. I know you're praying for everything to come in alignment. But Jesus said, let's take our time for a little bit. I'm coming, but I'm taking my time, because there's no glory if I come before there's a major problem. There's only glory that when I got to solve an issue. Lazarus, dead, buried in this tomb, laying down, sick on his bed, his deathbed. You can imagine Lazarus said, where's Jesus? I know if he was here, I wouldn't be this sick. I know if Jesus was here that I wouldn't be going through this much in my body. I know that if Jesus was present, I wouldn't be dealing with what I'm dealing with. Lazarus wrestled with things I can only imagine in his last hour. Seeing that all hope is gone, his death is coming to the room and gripped him. First, he started out with an illness, and then all of a sudden it turned worse. And now Lazarus got a fight with death and a wrestle with it and toil with it until he succumbs to the sting. And I can imagine Lazarus saying, I know Jesus was coming. Why isn't he here? But looking at your own life, saints of God, tonight, when you have prayed before the Lord, ask God to do something, and ask God, I need your help, and I need you to move for me. I need you to give me a breakthrough, and it seems like God has not moved for you. God has not loosed the issue. He's not answered you. He has not brought the breakthrough. He has not brought the deliverance. He has brought what it is that you're looking for. But yes, you're wrestling. You're fighting with a situation. Almost about to give up and let it just die on you. But you're still hoping that God will show up. And I know Jesus is going to be there. He's going to be a way maker in my life. But he hadn't showed up yet. Man of God, I've heard every prophecy. I've heard every word. But when am I going to get my breakthrough? When am I going to get my, when is the Lord going to move for me? Some of us preachers are the same way. I prophesied to this one. I preached to this one. And I've seen them healed and set free and delivered. Why am I not seeing God move in my own life like I see him move in the lives of others? Why am I not seeing God move and heal and deliver in my own life like I see him doing in others? I used to tell my leaders, the reason why we don't see God do a lot of things right now in our lives because we can't use what was made for the world for ourselves. But it is somebody who's anointed to use what God has put on them for us. It's a struggle between doing the will of God and praying and seeing God move for other people, and then you fighting to realize that I'm praying every day, no answer. I'm calling every day with no answer. I'm fighting every day, and there's no answer. I have faith, I believe, man of God, but it seems like nothing is breaking loose. We keep praying for this over and over again, and nothing's happening. I prayed, God, and I fasted, and I sought your face, but nothing's moving. I put my best prayer in, I cried, and I weeped, and I wailed. Nothing's moving. And we find, even in the scripture, where Mary and my cried, weeping and wailing, crying, and nothing moves. Seeking his face, and nothing moves. Almost seemed like, God, do you hear me? Are you not listening? Are you ignoring me? What's the problem? One of the hardest questions to answer as a leader is that God's not there. He's not hearing you. He's not ignoring you. He can hear you well. But the most difficult question is, why is he choosing not to answer? Response is always time. Always time. It ain't, you know, we lose the cliche. May not come when you want to, but it's always right on time. My life's been off 3 days, but it's on time. People who have been sick for years. I've been sick battling with this for years, but he's on time. What do you mean when you say that the Lord's on time and I'm still fighting? Still holding on to what I have. Every day I'm battling to live and keep my head above water. You still telling me to keep praying, keep believing, keep trusting because God is on time. How is God on time when I'm still fighting the same battle? I'm still wrestling the same thing over and over again, and now I feel that I'm losing it. But he's on time. Like the mothers would say, if he don't hear me on this side, he's going to hear me on the next. But I beg to differ. If God has brought me this far, I'm going to live to see the reward of God in the land of the living. And tonight I tell you that none of you will have to die to receive what God has for you. You'll receive it on this side and not the next.
He's going to hear me on the next, but I beg the difference. If God has brought me this far, I'm going to live.
And so because of that, because that we got to believe. Believe. You say, I got faith to believe it. I got faith. I know I got faith to believe it. I can see God moving through other people. I've seen him do it. Many of you right now know if you go and pray and lay out, know the recipe and format of a deliverance prayer. Know the recipe and format of a miracle prayer. You know how to go and lay out before the Lord and fast and turn your plate down and cry before the Lord and see the hand of the Lord move. And people to heal from cancer, people to heal from AIDS, people to heal from diseases, virus infections, marriages amended, things are turned around. You see God work miracles. But it seems like the more you pray, the worse you find battles going on in your life. Come on, somebody. The more you are praying in your own home, you find that there's a war waging. Come on. The more you begin to pray for other people, you see miracles happen. But when you begin to pray for your own self, there's an opposition. There's a war going on. There's a battle going on. There's a fight going on. It seems that if the higher you begin to intercede for others, you begin to cry for others, there's a fight going on in your home, an attack against your body. There's a wrestle going on in your spirit, man, because it seems as if the more good you do, the more fighting you have to do. Seems like you never can put the sword down and see yourself coming out of where you at. It seems as if sometimes you're fighting and toiling, being knocked around. You get two steps and get knocked over this way. Three steps and you knocked over that way. It seems as if you get the assignment and you obey the will of God, but the more you obey, the more you're knocked around and the more you're tripped up and pushed down and beaten and bruised, that you are dealing with all kinds of warfare and all kinds of things. Many of you right now are fighting a spiritual battle that you don't even think you're going to lose. You're going to win. But tonight I declare in your ears and in your heart that the battle will cease. Oh, come on. You may not fight that thing right there no more, but you're going to fight other things to come. But tonight I declare in your ear and your heart that warfare that you're facing now, it has to loose you and let you go. Come on and give God a praise on tonight. And so it seems that we get 10 steps forward, steps backwards. It seems as if that we get 20 steps forward and we're not 50 feet backwards. The closer I am to my destiny, to my purpose in the earth, I'm almost 3 paces from getting ready to get to the door and open the door to my future. As soon as I get ready to reach for the door now, a strong wind of warfare knocked me backwards. It seems as if I'm always fighting, and I'm never completing the warfare, but I'm always toiling, and I'm never completing the battle, but I'm always wrestling. I'm always got a fighting, wrestling, toiling. I'm never getting to where I need to be, but watch this. Let me tell you something, out of great warfare, come on, out of your great warfare moment, see, sometimes what we do is we preserve and use our best prayers for other people. We know how to get everybody else a breakthrough, but we can't get one for ourselves. We know how to fast and seek God's face for everybody else but ourselves. But it's time that we start turning our plate down and using the method that we use for our own others and use it for ourselves. I know sometimes it's hard and it's frustrating to get down there and pray for yourself because you don't know what to say, but sometimes we have to understand the word of God saying that you don't know what to pray, but your spirit making moans and groans with utterances that we cannot even interpret, a sound that come up out of your spirit, man. The agony that comes out of your soul and releases into God's ears is a sound that you can't make out of your mouth. Declare our Father. Come on, your spirit is a sound that needs to be released in order for you to get a defining breakthrough. See, warfare is hard. It's difficult. It's not an easy fight when you're fighting against yourself or fighting with your own issues. And as many times that we're trying to fight for other people, let me tell you something. You can't fight everybody's battle. You're not everybody's intercessor. You're not everybody's prayer warrior. You're not here to cover everybody. There are people assigned to those that you're not assigned to. And sometimes you have to stop trying to cover people that you're not assigned to. That's why we get unnecessary battles and the warfare in our lives. We got to discern what's ours and what's not ours. And so we look at now that here it is that we look at that the body of Christ is the typical saint of Mary and Martha. We're crying and waiting. She never said that they were praying. When you look at the scripture, that the Bible said they were weeping. They didn't bend their knees or bend their back and they begin to cry. They fold under pressure. See, we got aggravated, we got frustrated, we got mad, and we threw the tape down, and we knocked the table over, and we broke some stuff, and we shattered some stuff, and we said some things. We didn't get on our face, but we used our emotions to speak for us. And so because of that, we fell into the trap of the warfare. We gave the devil what he wanted, the fuel that he wanted. But let me help the saints of God out somewhere. The Bible said, be angry, but sin not. We cannot use the fuel of rage to respond to situations that are demonically activity. We've got to realize and discern what's the devil and what's man. What's the devil and what's man? We got to know how to maneuver, how to operate. In the spirit, and when you look at these two sisters here, they didn't turn their face down and say, Lord, hear me now. I need you to move for our brother Lazarus. But they cried. They waited on Jesus. But I believe Evangelist Brown, if they would have got on their face to begin to say, my God, if thou would heal us today, God, if you're going to use Jesus to do it, send him on. But if God, you're not going to use him to do it, we need a miracle right now. I believe God would have answered for them. But because they were emotional. I don't know who this message is for tonight. Wasn't where I was going. Wasn't even the title that God gave me earlier. But I guess that was food for my own thought. But let me hear you. Let me tell you something real quickly. It doesn't matter now that it's been done. Now you got to realize you got to be undone. You got to stop using the wrong method to solve problems that are out of your control. You've been using the wrong methodology to solve issues and problems in your life that is out of your control. There are things that you were never anointed to put your hands to. Come on, somebody in here. That you put your hands to. There were some things that you put your mouth to that you were never anointed to put your mouth to. Let me tell you something. If we don't move by the Spirit, we'll fail in the earth, in the flesh. If we don't allow the Spirit of God to use us and the Spirit of God to speak through us, we will make mistakes in this earth, no doubt. We will make mistakes that will cause us to really scuff ourselves and leave scars and bruises on us and marks on us that people will know that we made a mistake in our life. Let me tell you something. You've got to walk careful in the earth. I don't care what the situation is, who it is. You got to walk careful in the earth. And, you know, you're tall and you fight and you're on a battle. And you're going through all this warfare, but how are you responding to the warfare that you're facing? How are you responding to the issues that you're facing? How are you responding to the warfare? Huh? What's your response to the warfare? When your husband come in or your wife come in or your children come in or your siblings or sisters and your brothers are fighting you with all kind of opposition, how are you responding to it? Our first reaction is to get on our knees and go tell somebody. Our first response is to get on the phone and tell somebody about what somebody else done to you. That's our first response. Our first response is not always the best response. We don't never turn to pray. We always got something to say. We want to be heard. Want to be noticed, want to be seen. We got to make our statement and our point as if it's got more weight than God. We got to say what we want to say, except that, well, let me, you go ahead, and I'm going to get off the phone with you, and I'm going to pray about it. See, we don't even start praying. I remember a time that folk would start acting crazy, and I would hear the saints and stuff. I'd stop in the middle of what they're doing and break out and start praying. We don't do that no more. You're going to win this level of warfare, this battle that's coming in your life. Because, see, what you're dealing with now has got to stop. Because you can't stay in this level no longer because we're in a new place. And because we're in another place in God, you cannot hang out in an old season. And many of you have been in these places too long, and it's time for you to come on up out of there. It's time for you to move to another level of prayer and intercession. It's time for you to start praying on a place and a plane in God that you never prayed before. You're still fighting with foxes. Oh, come on, the Bible says the little foxes are destroyed. Now you're still fighting with stuff that's beneath your grade in the spirit. You're still fighting stuff that's beneath you in the spirit realm. You're still toiling with stuff that's beneath you in the spirit realm. How long are you going to toil in a place that you should not be? You are above this level that you're fighting on. You're too distracted by the little foxes. It's time to elevate yourself. You let the little stuff fight you. Little stuff drag you down. Let me tell you something. When increased warfare comes in your life, that is when you know God is trying to take you to another place. Let me tell you something. Many of us are still dealing with the same issues because we ain't got enough anointing yet. We ain't tried. We ain't fought for real power yet. But the Bible says these things come about fasting and prayer. You down there fasting, but your mind on chicken. You down there fasting, but your mind on your TV shows. But it's time for us to go back to what we used to do, shut away, close the doors and shut up everything, and get on our face and cry before the Lord. God is trying to take the body of Christ to a whole other level than him. But we are trying to operate, believe below the spectrum and expect God to still move. We've got to elevate ourselves and come higher into the will of God, into the vein of God. We got to know how to dig into the trenches. We should be sensitive to the will of God. We should be able to grab hold to the horns of the altar. And grab hold, and not only just grab hold, but hold on and stay there. That pinnacle song that we used to say, Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go. Till you bless my soul. I'm going to hold on like Jacob. And see, we ain't doing that no more. We ain't holding on like Jacob no more. We getting tired. We getting tired. We getting aggravated. We getting frustrated. We don't want to hold on no more. We tired of fighting. We like Barry and Buster. We sick of fighting. We don't want to fight. We want to cry. But tonight, God wants to build strength in you. He want to build power in you. He told me to remind you tonight that you're going to live and not die, that you're going to come through this battle, and everything that God has promised you is coming unto you. But you got to dig into the trenches. You got to dig into God in prayer and intercession. We done got fatigued now that we want people to pray for us and, oh, cover me in prayer, please, and, oh, just lay your hand on me. Well, how are you praying for yourself? Because I know the Bible says the fervent effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much and make room for you. But the scripture also tells us that you are to pray without ceasing. Men are to always pray and not faint. You cannot faint. Can't be overcome. You can't be overturned, overrun by the devil. Get your flesh out of the situation. See, when you stop realizing that demons are in operation in your life, you have stepped into your flesh. Until you cannot discern anymore. But according to Matthew 3:18, the Bible said, then shall ye return and discern between a man that serveth God and a man that serveth God not. We have lost our discernment. We can't see, and we're standing behind the gap looking, trying to figure out when God's going to move. We lost our sight. So now we're standing behind the gap of the curtain looking to see if God's coming. We don't allow our flesh to go before because we're warring against fleshly things. We're no longer fighting in the spirit. The Bible says, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and rules of darkness in high places. And we are dealing with strongholds and issues of life that are spirits in high places. We're fighting legions in the flesh, and the devil is laughing at you because you're missing every punch. You're hurting fleshly feelings, but you ain't making no damage in the spirit realm. You're only, you're not solving the issue. You're creating a monster for somebody else to deal with. When are you going to come up higher? When are you going to put your plate down and come up higher? When are you going to tell God, enough is enough? I'm tired of fighting on this level here. I'm ready to elevate to the next place. And the only way you're going to get there is by fasting and prayer. By turning your plate down. Crying out to God and seeking his face. You want to see the sick healed? Start praying. The dead raised? Start praying. We make decisions based upon our flesh and not because of the Spirit of God. When will you see your potential? There's greatness inside of each one of you. The Lord has given you greatness. He said, we have this treasure and earthen vessel. Huh? We have this treasure. We have it. The Bible tells us, but we have this treasure, an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. There's power in you. But you can't use God's power. Can't use God's power when you're drunk off madness and anger. You can't use God's power when you're throwing a pity party. You can't use the power that God has invested into you. As you come to a point in your life where you have to realize that there's got to be more to God than this. You got to draw a line in the sand and tell the enemy to loose me and let me go. Loose me and let me go. You got to loose me now and let me go, because you can't fight me any longer, because I'm packing my bag and I'm getting ready to move to another place in the spirit. Move out of my way that I may be used by God. Move out of my way that God may be glorified in my life. Move out of my way. Loose me. Sometimes you got to draw a line in the sand. The Bible says, for since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom's of the violent. But the violent, taken by force, you got to let the enemy know that you are in charge. Let the devil know you ain't got no power here, no authority over me. Loose me and let me go. Let my family go, I say. Break yourself loose from there. Break yourself loose. Shake off the shackles and the clothes of defeat. And move out of that position that you're in and begin to tell the devil, you got to let me go and get out of my way, because me and my family is getting ready to go to another place in the Lord. Draw a line. Draw a line and begin to declare unto the enemy tonight and tell the devil, say, you ain't got no power over me. I don't care what you said. I don't care what you say. You have no power over me. You have no authority over me. I don't give you access to my life. I don't give you access to my children. I don't give you access to my finances. I loose my body, loose my mind, loose my finances, loose my health, and take a moment and drive him out of your atmosphere. Drive him out of your atmosphere. Don't let the devil play in your atmosphere. Don't let him play in your atmosphere. Come on and give him a high praise. Give him a high praise. Minister Brad, you can unmute the line for a few moments. Come on and give him a high praise. Because it's time that you get free from that place that you're in. It's time that you get loose from that place that you're standing in, from that atmosphere that you're standing in, that room that you're standing in. It's time that you get free. It's time that you walk out of. It's time that you can move, that you move beyond the place you were in now and to the place that God has called you to.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are unmuted.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah, I take a stand tonight.
I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for my
spirit.
You're going
to
lose
my ministry.
All participants are unmuted.
So lose me and let me go. Lose me now. Lose my children. Lose my house. Lose my ministry. Lose me. Lose my Lord. Lose me. Lose me. Lose me. Hallelujah. Lose me. Let me go. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You can't fight this battle, ain't winning because you ain't winning. You got the means. You can't fight that you're weak, but you got to open up your mouth and declare that hell knows that you have the authority.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Take a call to God. I mean, you got to loose me and let me go. You got to loose me. You got to loose. You got to loose in the name of Jesus. Loose your in the name of Jesus. Loose it. In the name of Jesus. Take authority. You got to loose it. In the name of my family. Loose my finances. Loose my ministry. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God. Loose my finances. Loose it, Jesus. I'm going to say loose it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord, loose it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it in the name of Jesus. Loose it.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
When we begin to really war in the spirit, see, we play cute church. Lord, do it, Jesus. Lord, but you got to become desperate with that belongs to you. You got to become desperate with that belongs to you. The Bible said the kingdom suffereth violence. But the violence take it by force. Now, when you take something by force, you do it hostily. You go in and you aggressively move and fight and war. And you don't leave tables sitting upright in the devil's kingdom when you are taking something by force. When you take something by force, you tear everything. You knock over tables. You disrupt the dinner plans. You go and you throw everything on the floor. You shatter windows and break mirrors. You let the enemy know you come and you meant business. You disrupt the peace in the house. You disrupt the balance in the house. The Bible says some sense today of John the Baptist. The kingdom of the violence. But the violence taken by force, we cannot be defeated or sound defeated. And this time, and this age, and this spirit realm that we're warring in, I don't know what it's going to take for the body of Christ to realize that we're moving to a place in God where the warfare will increase greater than what it is now. See, I used to tell my people this years ago, over 10 years ago, I used to tell them, I said, listen, y'all either going to follow me in prayer and get there. I said, because in Prophet Camilla, I think she's on right now. She can tell you. Her Prophet Mary, they can tell you. That I used to tell them, I used to preach this to them all the time. The warfare that we're getting ready to face in years to come ain't like this. It's going to be far worse than what this is. You're going to need to know how to fast and pray a little bit harder. You're going to need to know how to seek God's face. Let me tell you, we would be on the phone praying for hours and hours and hours. And people used to say, why y'all pray so long and why y'all pray so much? Because we're building momentum. Right? We're building strength. We're building power and stamina in the spirit realm. So when the enemy knock us, we still move. When the enemy try to trip us, we still leap over it and still move. We don't miss a beat because why? We stay building ourselves in the power of prayer and intercession. We build ourselves in the power of prayer. I mean, we build ourselves praying. Praying is fasting. The Lord told me, he said, I'd rather for you to have a people that can see than a people that can preach. And I said, well, God, he said, because you don't want no blind sons and daughters that cannot see. How then shall they discern and pray over you and cover you in prayer? How then would you raise up armor bearers to intercede and pray for you when they cannot see? And so the Lord told me, he said, teach them how to pray. Teach them how to dig into prayer and begin to call my name out and how to pull in prayer. See, men, I don't do all that. That's too cute. But there is a level of prayer. There is a place in God's power that the Holy Ghost puts up a warrior inside of your spirit and stands up. I mean, you don't pray passive prayers no more. You begin to pray authoritative. You begin to pray with power. You begin to shift some stuff and break some stuff in the spirit realm because you allow the warrior of God. You allow the anointing of Jehovah Gibeah to step in and stand up in you and begin to pray through you. And a seed through you, and you begin to see Michael fight for you. Oh, come on, somebody up in here. If you don't open your mouth and declare with authority and power, you won't see nothing happen. The Bible says he's given us power and authority. That means something. That should mean something to us. That should mean something to us in the body of Christ. to have power and authority. To have power and authority. Power and authority. Not just power alone, but authority. You got to have power and authority. Now, you can't just say, well, I'm powerful. I'm an anointed and powerful person. Now, but you lack authority. Now, all you do is got a bunch of juice. But you can't move now because ain't nobody going to listen to you because you have no authority. Have no authority. You look good and sound good. Preach real good. You look nice. Like them shoes. And that hat you got on is real good, real nice and fine, fine and fancy. You got everything it takes. You got on the uniform. You wearing that robe. You got the place of power. But you don't have the authority to go along with the office that you walk in. Oh, God. You don't have the authority to stand. Hey, God, Jesus. In the position that you're in, you have power to be there. Because you wear the title, but you don't have the, come on, somebody. Just because you wear a badge don't make you a police officer. Come on, somebody. Just because you wear a robe don't make you no judge. Just, come on, somebody. Just because you wear a uniform and scrubs don't make you no nurse. Come on, there's plenty of people that got on scrubs right here and clean bathrooms and clean up restaurants and all kind of other stuff. Oh, come on. Just because you wear the uniform don't mean you have the authority to have it on. But you don't have the authority. I'm getting ready to close. You've got to press into the power of prayer. Mary, Martha, Lazarus died. He was Jesus' friend. He was his friend. And because he was his friend, it hurt him so bad. But watch this. He told him when he raised him up, because even though he raised him, Lazarus was still powerless because he was bound. He was tied. His hands were tied. Many of us were loose in our ability to speak, but our hands are tight. We're still shackled. We're loosed in one place, but we're still bound in others. We have not gained self-control and a sense of self-control or awareness because we're still bound in other places. God, I'm in this position, but I'm here, but I can't do nothing because my hands are tied. I got a penguin walk because I'm still tied up. I'm bound up. I'm still shrouded. I've been called out of my dead place, and I've been called out. I've been resurrected out of my dead place, but I'm still. Nobody's took the garment off of me. Nobody's freed me. And because of that, I'm alive, but I'm not moving. I'm not progressing. I'm standing still. I'm stagnant. I cannot break free because my hands and my ankles, my body shackled up. I can't even free my own self if I wanted to because I'm still tired. I'm still tired. You shall be loose. Tonight, you shall be loose. It's not a question of debate. I don't come to debate with you, nor the spirit that's governing over your life. In warfare, I didn't come to debate with whatever spirit is governing over your flesh. I came to declare prophetically in your ear spiritually that you shall be. I didn't come to negotiate terms. I didn't come to beg the enemy to leave you alone. I didn't come to beg to see if you wanted to be free. I came to declare that it shall loose you tonight. And by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, you shall be free. Closing right here. He said, and he that was dead came forth. He come forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. You can't speak. Said unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Every demon spirit, every demonic spirit, I put you on notice tonight. Loose them and let them go now in the name of Jesus. Come on and give God a praise on tonight for the spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, your power and your authority. We thank you for that which, oh God, has been said and done. And we ask you, Father, oh God, that you would open up the hearts of your people, open up the minds of your people, that they shall receive from you even the more. Bless them now, Jesus. God, pour into them and let them be free. Every stronghold, every spirit of failure, every thought, every doubt, doubtful spirit, oh God, every spirit, oh God, of suicide, depression, God, we bind it now. We break it. We hinder it. We render it null and void. God, we declare that, oh God, that you move by your power and your authority over your people. Overturn every evil and wicked desire of Satan tonight. God, we bind his will. We revoke his access to our life, our children, our finances, our ministry. Whatever it is, we bind the devil out of it, and we drive him out now in the name of Jesus. And we declare to be so in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Listen, first call is for those who want to be saved. If you want to be saved and you want to give God your life tonight, or you want to renew your vow, if you're a backslider, you want to come back home, we offer Christ unto you tonight, and we open up the doors for you to give your life to Christ. Holy Ghost, yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. That is you, press star 6. Thing is that I've never heard God instruct me to do this before since I've been on here. But I'm going to do this tonight because it is in my spirit. If you're looking for a church home and you are in any way, shape, and form near this state, near the state where the woman of God is, near the United States, and you would like to extend the right hand of fellowship to the woman of God, if you want to join her ministry or any ministry that the woman of God is part of, extend the right hand of fellowship tonight to you. I don't know what God is leading me to do that, but if you're looking for a church home, church home. If you don't know what to do and which way to go, get with the woman of God and say, woman of God, direct me to some facilities that you partner with, you know of, that's close by or near me. Yes, Lord. If you want to be saved tonight, come. Backsliders, come. Come on to Christ. Yes, Lord. Hey, thank you, God. We bless the name of the Holy Ghost tonight. If you need covering tonight, looking for covering, reach out to the woman of God. She know men and women of God, great and small, that can guide you. Those that will be over your spirit, but you got to be willing to be submissive and learn. You can't come in with a dogmatic attitude. You got to come in as a student, as a steward. Poured into when you receive the mantle of your father and your mother in the spirit, that you may run forth with power. Then you come. Call the woman of God. Get with her. Yes, Lord. Those who want to be saved, come tonight. Press star 6 and come over to the platform. If you're listening to me on Facebook, press star 6 and come on over if you want to be saved. We love you tonight. Woman of God, is anybody on the platform?
Not at this time, sir. No one's on the platform.
Amen. Is there anybody here that needs prayer tonight? If you come and you say, man of God, I'm tired. I'm tired of wrestling. I'm tired of toiling. You need prayer for somebody in your family. You're tired of toiling, tired of fighting with their spirits and their demons. Come on over to the platform. If you just say, man of God, I need prayer, the platform is open to you tonight. Press star 6 and come on over. Press star 6 and come on over. We love the Lord on tonight, and we bless him for who he is.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Man of God, I need prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
God, I need prayer.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, make sure y'all let me know what y'all need prayer for so I know specifically what I'm praying for. Amen.
Strength and direction.
All right. Strength and direction. The next person.
I need prayer for strength.
Okay. Who else?
I need prayer for direction.
All right. May I get your name, sir? You sound like, is this name Emmanuel?
Stefan. Minister Bradley, that's actually my mama.
That's your mama?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what to do. Amen. I got you covered. Who else? Anybody else need prayer?
Yes. I would say for direction, and plus I'm about to have surgery, so I would like to cover that.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody else need prayer? Where's Minister Emmanuel? I don't know if he's on or not. Where's Minister Emmanuel?
He's not on tonight, man of God. He was on earlier, but he may be working tonight.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Who else needs prayer? Who else needs prayer? Anybody else? Amen. Who's the entrepreneur out of those that ask for prayer? Because I see a mantle of entrepreneurship, another level of entrepreneurship coming down. Who is that? Who is a business owner? Who runs their own business?
I had my own trucking company, but I'm still in that realm of ownership.
Okay. God's been ready to give another level of entrepreneurship to you, another level of economic, new direction, different than the last time, but something completely different than the last time. That's going to work better. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to work better than what it did the last time. Things are going to run smooth, no hiccups and no questions and trying to figure out how things are going to work. It's going to work smooth for you. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else need prayer on tonight? Anybody else need prayer? If you're on Facebook, press star 6 and come over. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for those that are present, those that have submitted their prayer request on tonight. Master, we pray now for everyone, O God, that is desiring direction and instruction. For that one that's going into surgery, Father, you be a swift healer. We pray, God, for no issues. We pray for every wound to be closed up evenly and nicely. The healing be done, oh God, expediently, Father. Better than it was the first time. God, heal rapidly to direction. God, release the spirit of direction over these people. Instructions over their life, oh God. God, every step that they make, every decision that they make, Father, get into their dream and their vision. Speak to them, Holy Ghost. Provide for them a way of understanding which way you would have them to go and what you would have them to do, declaring, oh God, that you would give everything they need, every answer that they're seeking, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray, God, that you will shut every door of distraction, shut every door of hindrance. We bind, oh God, every attack of the enemy, every assignment of the enemy, God. We shut it down now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're declaring, oh God, every answer be provided, every need be met in their life, oh God. We declare over their life that there shall not be anything to delay or deny or hinder their breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. God bless you all. I love all of you. Listen. When your instructions come, obey the instructions. Obey the instructions. And you have to put forth, even in your prayer time, what you want God to help you with, what you need his help with, and then he will guide you. Amen. We serve an intentful God, and we have to make sure that we give him what it is that we desire for him to help us with. Because we can say, God, I need instructions and directions. He may tell you, move to Mango City, Georgia. I don't even know if it's a Mango City, Georgia. But he may tell you to move to Mango City, Georgia. And sometimes he may tell you, sit still and don't move. Amen. Because, I mean, even now, somebody want to transition and move somewhere, but the Lord keeps saying, why are you running? Why are you running? You want direction, but I hear the Lord just saying, why are you running? Amen? But you got to be specific with God. What it is that you want and need for him to do for you, and he'll do it. Amen. God bless y'all so much. Amen. We thank God for you. I'm releasing it into the hands of Evangelist Bradley on tonight. Be blessed on tonight. Love you for being here.
God bless you, man of God. I received a prayer request from one of our active listeners on Facebook, Mother Borum. She was not able to get over, and she wanted me to ask, please, if you would pray with her. And also you said that the man of God, Minister Emmanuel, you were saying he was in your spirit. I believe he's with us now. So if you could definitely pray with him.
Yes, yes. Amen. Mother, we're going to pray for Mother Borum. Minister Emmanuel, you can go ahead and come over. Mother Borum, we pray for the woman of God now, that God will strengthen her body. God, that we will pray, that God, that you will be with this mother in Zion even now in the name of Jesus. God, that you will make a way for her. God, you said, oh God, that you call them old because they know the way, and you call us young because we're strong. And Father, we pray by your power and your authority even now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you will move on mother's behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we pray, Father, by your spirit and by your power, oh God, God, that you will make a way for her, touch that body, strengthen her now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move for a mighty way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We bless you now, we praise you now, God. For mother, oh God, we thank you now for her life. We thank you now for the service that she gives. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We honor you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Emmanuel, yes, Lord. We bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. Yes, Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you. Listen, man of God, I saw you time ago in the spirit. And I kind of just said, okay, God. But tonight the Lord brought it back to me, and he said to me to pray for you tonight because the Lord said he wants to give you an impartation in ministry. He want to bring you to another place in ministry and give you another level of boldness and another level of power. You understand what I'm saying tonight?
Yes.
There's a place the Lord is trying to take you. A place the Lord is trying to elevate you to, but you can't fear control. He's got you. Even through this, he's got you. Just begin to just pray right now for you. Father, we pray even now by thy name, Jesus. God in heaven, oh God, as you have declared, oh God, and given instructions, oh God. Father, I pray, God, that every mantle that is designed for him and called for him, God, that it be released, oh God, even now. God, stir up even in his belly, oh God, the assignment and the call for ministry now, God. Even the greater weight of it now, Master, we call them higher in you now, Jesus. Poke him out with your glory, Master, and anoint him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet right now, oh God. We call him the man of God even now. Even on the greater level, God, we pull him up higher, our soul. He comes in the fire. We pull him up higher in you, Father. Even now, in the name of Jesus, use him, God, to get the glory out of his life. Deal with him in dreams and business even now. Oh, Father, use him, oh God, to be a mouthpiece for you, a trumpet for you in the earth. In the name of, give him Holy Ghost boldness now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the oil of God show. Let the power of God show. Do it in his belly tonight. Do it in his soul tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Yes, God. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God, for angelic visitations of his life. Let the angels ascend and descend, and Master. Oh, God, move forward mightily, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Stay in position. I hear the Lord say, stay in position. Stay in position as much as possible. Stay in position. You're in the right place in the right time and the right season of your life. Stay in position. Don't miss your opportunity in God. Stay in position. 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 Yes, God. Stay in position. Stay in position.
Ambulism, we bind any type of blood vessel breakers in the brain,
any type of blood vessel breakage, blood clot loose running around the body, we shatter it now in the name of Jesus, and we call him healed and whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else tonight? Anybody else tonight? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Where is, I keep hearing the name, Minister Ali. Where is Minister Ali? Where is Minister Ali? Is she with us tonight? Minister Ali. Minister Ali, where are you? Minister Ali Booker, if you're on tonight. Could you come to the platform for me, please? Yes, ma'am. Minister Ali, I'm going to pray for you. But the Lord say pray your strength tonight. Amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray now for this woman of God. We pray, God, that you would endow her with your strength and your power.
Yes.
God, you see the work and labor of her hands. And, Master, we pray now that you will touch up from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Give strength in her body, strength in her arms, strength in her legs, strength in her back. Father, we pray that you would endow her with your supernatural strength even now. Place a rod in her back for strength now, Master. Even now, in the mighty name of restore, Hosea. Restore her strength, God, that she sold out and gave. Sow it back into her, Master, tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be sown. Let it be sown right now. In Jesus' name. Yes, God, do it as he says. Do it now.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name tonight. Oh, Shataya. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Jesus. We bless your name tonight. We love you tonight, God. We love you. Of a whole mind day. Hey, we call me on the man, the Mandia. Fire. Yet a video. He shook out the robo. Father, we thank you for her life. Oh, God, what's your name, woman of God?
Betty.
Okay, what you need guidance with? Amen. Well, I'm going to pray.
I'm trying to get my business started. and it's, amen. My mind is so clouded with so many different directions that's pulling me, and there are two businesses that I'm trying to actually put into place, but I'm just
okay.
I guess it's getting to be kind of overwhelming. I'm trying to find a place to work in.
Mm-hmm. You're going to pray for your Father. We pray now that you would touch every business idea, every business venture. We bind every spirit of distraction, every spirit of hindering, every spirit of doubt, every area of her life, oh God, that is hindering her, God, from touching the business sector of her life. God, we pray now that you will give and release the spirit of entrepreneurship over her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now that you will bind the will of the enemy tonight, and you will bring his works to naught even now in the name of you will bring his works to naught now in the name of Jesus. Father, we say that, you will touch her life now, oh God. Make a way. Touch every area of our life now, Jesus. Move on behalf right now, oh God. Let it come freely. Let it come freely without hindrance, without blockage, without delay. Let it come freely in the name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. And it is so, woman of God. And it is so. Meditate on the Lord, and he will give you instructions. He will tell you what you are anointed to do. Yes, Jesus. Is there anybody else? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Paul.
Evangelist Bradley, is your son still on? Yes, Jesus. He don't have to come to the platform. Just let me know if he's still on.
Stephon.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Yes.
Your hand, sir, is anointed for business. Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a second. Your hand is anointed. I see the anointing all over your hands for entrepreneurship. The Lord said, whatever you touch, it's going to turn to gold. Whatever you touch, it's going to turn to gold. You got to stay consistent. I don't care if you have a blue day, a gray day, a pink day, a rainy day. But God says, stay consistent because your hands are anointed to grow business. You understand me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You are a money magnet. A money magnet. Economics is on you so heavy. You got the favor of God and finances over your life. Stay consistent, man of God. Stay encouraged. You're going to have good days and bad days, up days and down days. But God says breakthrough will come. Stay consistent because you're anointed for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else? I heard a young lady come. Heard a voice.
Amen.
From anybody else tonight? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I want you to pray for me, pray for my two sons and me and my grandbaby, pray for that I will be starting a new job at the hospital, and just pray that, you know, God's will be done, and just keep me focused.
Yes, Lord. What's your name, woman of God?
My name is Kimberly Fields.
Amen. Lord, we touch and agree with Kimberly on today. Sister Kimberly, Father, that you will be with her. We pray, God, even now in the name of Jesus, that you will move on her behalf. We pray, God, even now by the power and the Holy Ghost, that you will cover her family, cover her children and her grandchildren even now. God, we pray even for this new venture, this job. God, that you will be with her even now in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, what field are you going into in the hospital?
Nursing.
Uh-huh, I heard that. Your hand. You're called to heal. Did you know that? Do you know God has called you to be a healer?
I've heard it before.
Mm-hmm. You're anointed to heal. Your hands are anointed to heal. And when you get around sick people, your hands start getting hot or warming up. You're anointed to heal. You're not just working the job to work the job, but you're called to impact healing. Listen, I want you to hear me. I want y'all to mute type of distractions in the background because I want you to hear me when I say this to you. Over the course of the next 7 to 10 years from now, woman of God,
and even beyond that while you're in the field. There's going to be new viruses and infections and diseases. I don't think I get the word from out before. There's new viruses, infections, and diseases. Yes, Lord, I see. That are getting ready to be released. And the Lord is going to anoint you through prayer and intercession to be able to pray these sicknesses and diseases off of these people that's never been in the land before. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Your position is vital because of what you're called to do. Not what you chose to do, but what you're called to do.
Amen.
You may not see it now, but you'll see it. It'll come to you later. Amen? But, Father, we pray that you will cover every area of her life. Bless in this business, bitch, oh God. Let her be a change and a force of good for you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that you will use her children, her grandchildren, oh God, that you will get the glory out of their life, God, even now in the name of Jesus. Touch, God, every area of their life now, Master. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen.
Amen. There's an echo somewhere, bro.
Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I love you. Be encouraged.
Thank you.
Amen. Is there anybody else? Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else tonight? Nobody else tonight? Anybody on the other side that want to call in real quick and get some prayer and need some intercession? Anybody else tonight? Into the hands of Evangelist Bradley, God bless you on tonight. We love you. Y'all have a blessed one. And y'all to hear my voice. Again, we're really closing out. God bless.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Truly, truly, the Lord is with us. If we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, amen, we just can't say enough. Glory be to God. Grateful to the Lord. People of God, it would be robbery if we didn't lift our voices collectively and give God thanks and praise for the things that he's done. We want you to take your phones off of mute. We want you to take your phones off of mute. We're going to open the line, and we want you to give God your best praise on tonight. Amen. Praise him like you know you got what you wanted. Amen. Glory to God. Even if you weren't able to come over on tonight, if you touched and agreed as the prayer was going forth, we want you to give God your best praise on tonight. Come on and take those phones off of mute. Glory be to God. We're going to open
all
this line.
All participants are unmuted.
Come on and give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and take those phones off of you. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him your best praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift them for setting you free. Come on and lift them for setting you free on tonight. Come on and lift them for calling your name. Hallelujah. Stepping into your situation. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on and lift those voices and give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him. Glory to God. Thank him on tonight. Thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank him. Hallelujah. For the great things he's done. Hallelujah. Woo. Say God. Higher, higher. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Higher, higher. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, hey, glory to God. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, woo, higher, higher, higher. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your prayer.
praise consume you tonight. Hallelujah. Let your praise take over. Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him thanks on tonight. Hallelujah. Ooh, King God. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen, Jesus. We want to get you connected and be nourished so that you can grow, glory be to God, in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah, that you would come unto the full stature of who God has created you to be. Amen, Jesus. So we don't take this work lightly, people of God. We make this sacrifice to come on this line, but we're very intentional. We are intentional in what we do. Amen. Glory to God. Intentional of producing kingdom saints. Amen. Glory be to God. That's who you are. Amen. Saints of the Most High. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Listen, we just want to let you know on tonight, if you would like to have a copy, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's broadcast or last night's broadcast, send us a text, people of God. We will send it to you. We will send it to you. Amen. If you are on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, you can certainly go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. And there, people of God, we do house all of our broadcast. So you can listen in there or you can text us and we'll send you a link directly to your phone. The numbers for you to text to get it sent to you directly, because listen, we want you to listen, we want you to get it, but we want you to send it to a couple of people so that someone else can be loosed. Amen. Glory to God. Send it to some people that you know got situations going on in their lives and they need to hear this word. Amen. Glory to God. Text tonight, and that number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, again, you can text if you're listening internationally and you would like to get a copy or link sent to your phone. Text us via WhatsApp. Text us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. And one more thing, if you do not have Facebook, if you do not have Facebook, you can certainly Google Prayer News Network. Just Google Prayer News Network, and you'll see our logo come up with our recent broadcast there, or if you would like to listen via podcast, you can do that as well. People of God, we're trying to get this word out. Amen. We're trying to get this word out. It's all about kingdom building. It's all about building God's people, and we want you to be built. Amen. For the scripture declares, except the Lord builds the house. Amen. And he builds us by his word, his anointing. Amen. And this is why we come. Glory be to God. Amen. Because it's the Lord's doing. And it is truly marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory to God. We want to see you come to full stature. We want to all grow up. Amen. Time out for being stagnant. Amen. Time out. Glory be to God to be stunted in our growth. People of God, it's time out for that. Amen. It's time for us to go on unto perfection in the Lord. Glory to God, each and every one of us. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God again for the word on tonight. People of God, come back tomorrow night. The man of God will be with us on tomorrow night. We want you to jump on your Facebook page, tell someone, send out a story, text, put it on your news feed, put it on your page, let the people know. You can go out to my Facebook page, go out there, tag, and listen. Tag the flyer, send it to someone else. Just tag it and put it on your page so that someone can look and see that we will be on live tomorrow night as well at 9 o'clock with the man of God on tonight, Prophet Dr. Virgil Postel. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you, people of God. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention and your attentiveness to hear what the Lord is saying unto us on tonight. Don't you let one word slip. Don't you let one word slip, people of God. We got to hold on to everything we've gotten with dear life. Hold on to it with your life, with everything within you. Hold on to it, people of God, until the manifestation. Yes, hallelujah. Praise God right now like it's manifested in the now. Now, faith.
Activate your faith. Praise God for what he said right now. Glory to God. Knowing that you're already loose. Knowing, hallelujah, that the word spoken to you has already come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise it. Hallelujah. Till you see the manifestation, because God's word is sure. Amen. Just as sure as he's spoken it, glory to God, he shall surely bring it to pass. One last thing, people of God, don't forget, the anniversary celebration has been moved to July the 8th. Hallelujah. Now, it's not this weekend. It was this weekend. Glory to God, we had a couple of things, amen, that did not fall into place. But people of God, we want you to get ready. This is going to give you additional time to get ready, get prepared to come. Again, that's July the 8th. July the 8th, same location, same time. We do ask, if you will, please let us know. Amen. Text us somehow. Go out to our Eventbrite. Glory to God. Go out, text, and let us know you're coming. We want to prepare. We want to prepare ample. Amen. Give us ample time so that we can prepare. We want you to be comfortable. Glory to God. So as many as can, if you know that you're coming, let us know. So that if indeed we need to get a new location, we'll have time to do that. Amen. Will you do that? Please give us that courtesy. Amen. Because this is a global ministry, and we don't know who's coming from where. Amen. So as many as can, if you will, let us know if you're coming. Please let us know in advance so that we can be prepared. Amen. We want to have a beautiful time. Meet and greet. Yes. Testimonies. Yes. Glory be to God. We want you to come, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to come. We want you to come. Amen. Because God has something great in store. This is our 3-year anniversary. This is our first in-person anniversary, our very first in-person anniversary due to COVID. But we thank God for we're going for it this time. Amen. We're going for it, people of God. Glory to God. Let's go. Hey, let's go. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. Glory be to God. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise again for you, man of God. We thank God for you for availing yourself. Glory be to God unto the people of God on tonight. We bless God for you. We bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We bless God. Amen, Jesus. Now, listen, tomorrow night, people, we want to let you know. I think we're going to let you know who our speaker will be for our anniversary celebration. We'll let you know tomorrow night. Amen. So you want to come. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because we're going to have a time. People of God, I feel something in the atmosphere. I feel something happening in the atmosphere on July the 8th. Amen. I already feel it. Glory to God. And I know that it is so. Glory to God. So again, man of God, we give God thanks and we give God praise for you. We thank God for you availing yourself. Glory to God. We just can't say thank you enough. We cannot say thank you enough for, again, the sacrifice, glory to God, that you have, amen, yielded yourself. And tomorrow night, people of God, we will certainly, amen, we want to sow. We want to sow into the man of God, amen, sow into the messenger. He has availed himself for 3 nights to be with us, glory to God. So we want you to be prepared on tomorrow night to sow a good offering. Amen. We don't do this often, but as the Lord would lead, glory be to God, because the PNN is taking a shift, glory be to God, we got to shift with, amen, with the move of God. So tomorrow night, amen, tomorrow night, we want you to come prepared to be a blessing to the man of God. Come prepared to be a blessing to the man of God, because truly, amen, Jesus, the workman is worthy of his hire. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Let us look, amen, unto the Lord as we lift the man of God up, amen, before the Lord. Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you, oh God, for your messenger. We thank you, oh God, for
You have handpicked your servant for this time and for this hour. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight for the word given to your people. We bless you on tonight. And our hearts are made glad. We lift up our hearts unto you. We lift up our hands unto you, Father, telling you, thank you. Glory be to God for your gift to the body of Christ. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you now, oh God. Now, glory to God. Father, we're asking that you would look upon your servant even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon him favorably on tonight. Father, look upon him on tonight. Glory to God. Look upon the altar of his heart on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless him. Bless him beyond measure. Bless him, glory to God, beyond anything, oh God, that he's able to ask or think. Bless him on tonight, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to open up unto him the windows of heaven. Father, pour unto him. Pour unto your servant on tonight. Pour unto him, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would cover, that you would shield him on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to let your face shine upon him. Shine upon him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, shine upon him, his glory to God. Oh God, shine upon him on tonight, his pathway on tonight. Father, we thank you, oh God, for being a light and a lamp unto him. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you for open doors on tonight, doors of utterance. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the nations. We're thanking you for the nations, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for the power wherewith you've endowed him. We're thanking you for the authority wherewith you've endowed him, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will lift him, oh God, with your free spirit on tonight, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will cover him in your shed blood. Father, cover him and he shall be covered. Hide him and he shall be hid, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. Father, we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We do forbid it now, in the precious name of Jesus. We forbid, oh God, any retaliation, in the name of Jesus. Father, we forbid any sickness on tonight. We forbid on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, any working of sabotage, we forbid it on tonight, in the name of Jesus. As the sons of God, Father, we declare it on tonight. Oh, God, we declare every work on tonight. Oh, hey, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, for every good and perfect gift unto him. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify you now in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you hide him behind your precious cross. Cover him in your shed blood. Cover him and he shall be covered. Hide him and he shall be hid. And for this, we thank you. We praise you. We honor and glorify you for these things in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Somebody tonight say amen. Glory to God. Say it like you mean it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless God on tonight. Amen. Thank you, people of God, for sticking around for the announcements on tonight. Glory be to God. Now we're going to release the line back unto the man of God. Listen. We hope you bought, I think you bought your three visitors. Amen, amen. All of them may not have come, but several came on tonight, and there were several listeners on Facebook. Amen. So we want you to, amen. We're going to hear what the man of God say. We're not going to say three tonight because he may say more. Amen. But however many he says, amen, let us make it our business to invite on tomorrow night. God bless you, man of God. You have the platform on tonight. We love you. We appreciate you in Jesus' name. You have the platform, man of God. If you would just press star 6 and come over to the platform.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for all that he's done. Amen. And I thank God for what he's done on tonight. Amen. Listen, if you brought three people tomorrow tonight, bring three more. And those three that came with you, I'm deputizing you tonight to bring three extra people with you. And if they know three people, bring three people with them as well. Amen. We want to make sure that we get the word of God into every home, every household. We want to make sure everybody is receiving the word of God in this season. Amen. We want to make sure that they have God embedded in their heart. Where the time of the nation needs healing in their soul, this is the time to come to Jesus. This is the time to come and say, Lord, I surrender. And whatever it is you would have of me, God, I avail myself to you. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Thank God for Minister Bradley, the woman of God. We thank God for the PNN Network, the advisors. Honor the Lord for all that you all are doing. Amen. Keep lifting up the body of Christ. Keep lifting up the PNN. Pray for me and my staff, my ministry. Pray for those who are covered, my sons and daughters. Amen. Cover them under your blood. Just pray for them when you can. Cover my uncle when you think about him. Cover him and pray for him. His name is Reverend Gerald Criswell, Jr. Amen. Keep my mother and my nieces, my nephew. Keep all my family in your prayers when you pray. Amen. To remember me when you're interceding. Amen. Man, we love you on tonight. God bless this line. Bless this ministry, oh God. Cover under your blood, oh God, even on tonight, oh God. We thank you, God, that you will leave the atmosphere open, God, until tomorrow when you seal it. God, that you will cover us, oh God, and deal with us in dreams and visions on tonight. God, continue to bind the will of the enemy and bring his works to naught now. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we decree and declare, God, tonight that we shall live and not die, but we shall stand and declare the works of the living God. We want to live. We desire to live. Life is our portion. Therefore, we live. God bless you on tonight. We love you. See you back here on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. in your time. Amen.
Amen, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, and we will see you on tomorrow.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.